So welcome back. We will begin with the first tetrad of the Anapanasati, which is the practice of the mindfulness of breathing. And one of the reasons for doing this practice, well, it's said that actually this was the practice that the prince was doing before the prince woke up and had liberation. But what I love about this practice, the Anapanasati, is that what this practice is teaching us to do is to breathe through all experience. That's all. It's really teaching us to breathe again, to inhale and exhale, to breathe through the experience of the body. That's the first tetrad. And then the second tetrad, we move into breathing through experience of all feeling. And then the third tetrad is breathing through the experience of mental construction, the fabrication and concoction of the mind. And the fourth tetrad is breathing through all dharmas, breathing through the reality of life, through aging, sickness and death, impermanence. And so this is another way that we can really begin to free ourselves from mental slavery. Because, well, actually, before I say because and finish that thread, one of the things I love asking people to do is if you can, clench your fist or another part of your body really, really tight as you can. And if you do it really, really as tight as you can, you've either stopped breathing or your breathing has become restricted. Okay, so let go. And this is what happens when we are activated, our breathing gets restricted. So it's like you're driving a car, somebody cuts across you, and in the next breath, we're going, you bib, 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 bib. Yeah. And what I say is, it in a way is that when we don't have that or experience that full flow of the inhale and the exhale, we have temporary brain damage. And anger is a form of temporary brain damage. When we don't have that full flow of the inhale and exhale, we react. We lose touch with the body. We lose touch with all the senses. And so it's so important to learn to have the inhale and the exhale. Okay? So this is what we're going to do just in this first stage of, again, that theme of coming home to the body. So there are so many different ways we can practice coming home to the body. And in meditation, this is what we're really going to really work at doing, coming home to the body. And I really is to apply effort and energy to this practice. Because it's so easy to kind of be a bit laid back. Oh, well, it's like, yeah, if I just sit, I know, have a bit of a fuzzy experience, I feel a bit lighter and a bit pleasant. But the more you work in your sitting practice, the more fruits you will bear from the practice. And some of you here may be seasoned meditators, and you've been out in the world, you've been, like all that stimulation out there in the world. Like you go into a cafe, there's all these different kinds of foods, there's all these different kinds of shops. That has an impact on the mental states. So the mind is going to wander because that's just what the mind does, it wanders. The mind is going to wander when you sit and do this practice. And if you notice, yay, I've noticed the mind has wandered. Fantastic, okay? It's fantastic the fact that you've noticed your mind has wandered. And the more times you notice your mind has wandered, you're more than likely really practicing because the mind is going to wander several times. Now, if you only notice that your mind wandered once, That's great. But then what's actually happened is you've forgotten the second stage of this practice. Because I know for myself, sometimes I'm sitting in meditation, the mind wanders. Ah, can't be bothered. Oh, yeah. It's very seductive. Oh, yeah. I'll stay here. Oh, yeah. I'll stay here. And then all of a sudden... You know that feeling. It's like, where have I been? You know? So the second part of this practice is bringing yourself back. So the more times you can bring yourself back, it's like, oh, my mind has wandered. Okay, let me come back to the inhale, the exhale. Oh, my mind has wandered. Let me come back to the inhale, the exhale. Oh, my mind has wandered. Let me come back to the inhale, the exhale. And if you do this, you will really begin to experience the fruits of the practice. So I really encourage you, you know, we're only going to be sitting for like 5-7 minutes, okay? That's all. And it's possible to have a taste of freedom, to really have a taste of freedom. So let's just see how we do. So just really, so it's not like beat yourself over the head with a bat, but it's just, again, it's like smile. There I go again. Sometimes it's like, oh, here I go again. Okay, come back. And I'm going to be doing the same. You know, I haven't been outside, but I've been in discursive conversation, and I'm going to have to practice. I'm going to really have to put some effort of bringing myself back to know that we're not separate. I'm going to be doing this with you. Okay? Thus, I train myself. Breathing in, I notice a short breath. Breathing out, I notice a long breath. Just simply noticing the length of your breathing. Short breath, medium breath, long breath, and notice without narrative. Thus, I train myself. Breathing in, I notice a short breath. Breathing out, I notice a long breath. Thus, I train myself. Breathing in, I notice a tense breath. Breathing out, I notice a relaxed breath. Noticing the quality of your breathing. Noticing an anxious breath, an irritated breath, a joyful breath, a pleasant breath, a choppy breath, a rasping breath. Breathing in, I notice a tense breath. Breathing out, I notice a relaxed breath. Thus, I train myself, experiencing the whole body breathing. Breathing in, I experience the whole body breathing. Breathing out, I experience the whole body breathing. Just breathing into the whole body, into your feet, into your fingertips, into the forehead, and just experiencing the inhale and the exhale just reverberating in the whole body. Breathing in, I experience the whole body breathing. Breathing out, I experience the whole body breathing. Thus, I train myself, experiencing the touch of the breathing. Breathing in, I experience the touch of the breathing. Breathing out, I experience the touch of the breathing. Really allowing yourself to connect to the touch of the inhale, either on your upper lip or inside your nostrils. Or you may experience the touch of the inhale and the exhale in the rise of your abdomen or chest falling. And if you want to just stay in the last stage of just experiencing the whole body breathing, then just stay there. And if you're ready to move on, breathing in, I experience the touch of the inhale. Breathing out, I experience the touch of the exhale. And now just sitting with the strong wish to be free from the roots and the causes of suffering. The strong wish to have an end of suffering.